President Biden ratcheting up pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, saying he expects a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire, ending fighting with Hamas. But even after the leaders spoke, their fourth direct talk since the crisis began, the two sides exchanged rocket fire. The Israel Defense Forces saying it's targeting an extensive series of tunnels under Gaza they call the Metro. Netanyahu says Israel is not ready to back off, and he's determined to continue this operation until its objective is achieved.
We try to target those who target us with great precision.
The White House continuing to call its approach to Israel quiet diplomacy.
Our focus has not changed. We are working towards a de-escalation, as I just read, to a sustainable calm.
As Republicans accuse Democrats of turning their backs on Israel and siding with a terrorist organization.
One Democratic House member has lately called Israel an apartheid state. Another said it's guilty of terrorist acts.
When you see the extreme left blame Israel for every step of the way defending itself, they are helping Hamas and they are furthering the violence.
This as the president faces pushback from progressives within his own party.
Perhaps some people think that Palestinian lives don't matter. I would hope not.
With Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez pushing a measure to block the reported proposed sale of $735 million worth of precision weapons to Israel, saying the U.S. has directly contributed to the death, displacement, and disenfranchisement of Palestinians. The president's directive to the prime minister is the strongest that he has given publicly, even stronger than what he said just yesterday, expressing support then for a ceasefire. Marnie and Rob.